Taking a look at the closing grain and livestock numbers here for this Thursday, August 13th, 2026. I'm Jamie Dickerman on the Red River Farm Network, and we're joined by Bauer Trading's Ben Cash. Ben, a big difference from yesterday, big report day yesterday, and the markets went crazy. Today, a little more subdued in the grains.
Yeah, I think a little bit of a overbought situation. Got overbought quite quickly yesterday. Crop report had kind of a mixed bag for the corn. You know, we've seen the surprise increase in acres, I guess. Combined corn and soybean planting at 183.5. I mean, that's been the talk here all day today yet, too. Where exactly did these acres come from? I guess we'll have to wait to find out, you know, a little bit more down the road when we get some more finalized numbers, I guess. But, you know, for the most part, we are seeing yields come down. That is correlating with the current condition ratings that we're seeing. We're, I believe, 11% below a year ago levels on corn, good to excellent, 8%, I think 6 to 8% on the soybeans. So, it was justified to see these yields come down a little bit. We're still, jury's kind of out still on where these yields will be. Talking to our clients here, none of them are really saying it's a record year or better than last year, really. So, you know, I think these yields that we've seen yesterday are justifiable at this point. We'll get pro farmer details here next week. Obviously, they're going to be going through some of the best areas, that northwest corner, particularly northern South Dakota, into North Dakota and northern Minnesota. Been really the epicenter of the dryness and heat this summer, and those crops conditions definitely have been declining. And that's where we're going to probably most likely see the biggest yield pullback this year. But all eyes, obviously, next week here will be on this Pro Farmer Tour and seeing their results and how this corn crop pollinated during that heat.
You know, in the livestock market, again, a down day with cattle leading the way sharply lower here.
Yeah, the technicals just are definitely weighing on the cattle market right now. We've had some negative news headlines. Obviously, Mexican feeders will be entering the U.S. here at the end of the month, and that will be done in phases. So we are going to see some supply increases there. You know, it shouldn't be enough right away to, affect this market. But, initially we are seeing lower prices because of that. It is a negative price influence here. Then we've seen possible a plant shutdown as far as a packer goes, and then a beef recall this week as well on 30,000 pounds. So there's been some negative headlines there, and then also a higher corn market. We're still seeing very high energy prices too. You know, I know crude oil is only around to $82, but if you look at the pump, you got diesel prices above $5.50, gasoline anywhere from $3 to $4 here nationally. So that is definitely weighing on the consumer as well. So there is some inflation risk there to the cattle market.
Closing market analysis from Ben Cash with Bauer Trading. To look at your closing grain and livestock numbers for this Thursday, August 13th, 2026. I'm Jamie Dickerman on the Red River Farm Network.